Thank you very much for the opportunities, all the time to spread the Torah, also through Kollel Yom Rishon, Midrashet Yom Rishon. And we stay in very special time between Yom HaShoah, what take place, Yom HaZikaron, to Chayalei Tzal in front of us, and Yom HaAtzmaut. And I would like to take this opportunity and to combine and to see how all these three time come together and how it's relevant for us in our daily life. And we start in this way. We read yesterday in Parashat Shmini about the major tragedy, what happened to Aaron HaKohen, how his two children, Nadav ve'Avihu, die in very tragedy way. And the reaction of Aaron HaKohen is, Vayidom Aaron. The Ramban explain what is mean Vayidom Aaron, Shaya boche bekol, ve'ashatak. He cried loudly, and later, silent, he stopped to cry. Come, Achida, and ask, is why the lashon of the posuk, Vayidom Aaron. The posuk need to say, Vayishtok Aaron. Become quiet. And from this reason, he come with other explanation. What is mean Vayidom Aaron? How we explain the reaction of Aaron HaKohen? And he says follow. Vayishtok, to come quiet, eno ela midibur bechi ve'anacha. Somebody speak, crying, feel pain, and he stop. This is mean vayishtok. But vayidom, he say, sheket alev umargoa anefesh apnimit. Is mean he feel completely calm, relax from his inside. And this is very, very difficult to understand. Aaron HaKohen, understand, he have pain, he crying, he stop to crying, but his feeling is sheket alev, he feel very relaxed, very calm. How we can explain this? Is it children? He not have any feeling? And Aaron HaKohen for sure have feeling. Because Aaron HaKohen is Ohev Shalom, Rodef Shalom. He all the time feel the other people. How we can say this about Aaron HaKohen? He feel completely relaxed and calm. The answer of this question brings us to a very interesting topic. The topic is shtika, silent. And we see something unbelievable what Chazal teaches. Pilei, pilei, playing. Normally, when somebody silent, don't say anything, is because one of two reasons. One is scared. For example, the boss scream of him. And you know, if he start to argue or to answer, he can fire him. In any authority, is no difference if he's in the army, if he's in the job, if he's in the work, or any other circle of life. This type of shtika is because he's scared. To answer. Other way of shtika, if somebody complain and say to Reuven, you need to pay me back X amount of money, I give you loan. If you don't say anything, it means shtika keoda. Shtika kodah is mean igri. Because if he feel what the person ask him is not right, he will say, I'm sorry, I don't need to pay you anything. Or mode bemikzat, I need to pay you a little bit, but not to react, not to say anything, is mean shtika keodah. Come now, Rabbi Akiva, and teach us, we have third aspect of shtika. And this third aspect, Rabbi Akiva make from this statement, Siyag lachokhma shtika. You want to come clever, you need also to know to stay quiet. And I would like to take this statement of Rabbi Akiva and we will walk together to his bismedresh, to his life, and step by step we see how this relates to all the generations of Am Yisrael, how this relate to us specifically before we have the Israel state, and thank God after we grow tremendously, all of us, Am Yisrael in Israel state, and we see what we can take from this. We will start to walk in to the Midrash of Rabbi Akiva. Who bring us in? Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara tell us in Masechet Menachot, Daf Kaftet, Amud Bet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ready to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu to bring this to us. Moshe Rabbeinu know we wait for him 40 days. But in the last moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, please wait a little bit. Moshe Rabbeinu asked him why? You will see. Hashem answered to him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decorate the letters with crowns. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Ribono Shel Olam, why you need this? Why you put crown on the letters? And he said to him, because in the future, some of his name, Rabbi Akiva, he will teach many, many, many halachot from all these crowns, what I put on the letters. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Ribono Shel Olam, you can show me Rabbi Akiva? And you know, in life of Neshamot, time and place is not relevant. And Moshe Rabbeinu sit in the Smidrash of Rabbi Akiva and his students. And Rabbi Akiva explains something Moshe Rabbeinu not understand one word. And he feel very sad. Maybe this man, Rabbi Akiva, writes something new. Until one of the students asked him, Rabbi, how you know this? And he answered to him, Alacha Moshe Mesinai. Now we feel okay. And now we understand Rabbi Akiva takes the Torah to any new situation in life and he analyzes all the details and connects this to the real source, to Torah Shebichtav, what Moshe Rabbeinu give us. Kama Moshe Rabbeinu say, Ribono Shel Olam, Rabbi Akiva is bigger for me. Why I come the person to need to bring the Torah? Send Rabbi Akiva. The reaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the answer is, be quiet. Shtok. Interesting answer. What do you mean shtok? Moshe Rabbeinu continue to ask. Show me what happened to him in the end. You show me his uniqueness about the Torah, what he teach, what he build, what he develop. Show me what happened to him in the end. And he show him how they kill his body and cut it to pieces and they send it in the butcher stores in Rome. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zot Torah v'zut schara. This is what he deserved. And again, Hashem said to him, "Shtok, quiet. What does it mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu want to teach Moshe Rabbeinu through the Bet Midrash of Rabbi Akiva sometimes to understand or to understand more is when we stay quiet, when we not say anything. What does it mean? Normal person, when he speak, He's saying about what he said. If not, it's not normal. Exactly the same when we read if his word, essay, step by step, and we get everything what we learn. We need to come focus about what we read, about what we say. But silent shtika give us to see and to feel and to sing about what he, something what is above what we say and what we read. To make this clear, you know, dibur is dibur. Somebody talk is mini talk. Ktiva, if somebody write, lehalacha is kedibur. Kedibur, exactly how we speak. Is what is mean machshava, what is mean to sing? To sing is mean the crown of the letters. When we read, we're focusing about what we read. Crown of the letters is not letters. It's something above the letters. It's something that would give us broad perspective. And the students of Rabbi Akiva have the potential to get this kind of knowledge, to understand more and more above what we read, about what they read, through the crowns on the letters. It means sometimes when somebody quiet, b'shtika, he can get big perspective. This Rabbi Akiva tried to raise in his Bes Midrash. And we find this also in the life of Rabbi Akiva in a very interesting way. We have very, very famous Gemara. What every time when I look at this Gemara, I find new diamond. Every time. I'm sure this Gemara is very famous for every one of you. The Gemara teaches us in the end of Masechet Makot, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Gamliel, group of great rabbis, Tanoim, traveled to Yerushalayim after Beit HaMikdash destroyed. And they come to Har HaTzufim, and after this to Har HaMishcha, Har HaZeisim, and in Har HaMoriah, the place what in the past they have Bes Mikdash, and now everything destroyed. When they arrive to Har HaMoriah, and they see facts come out from Kodesh HaKadoshim, start to cry. Rabbi Akiva start to laugh. They ask him, why you laugh? He answered to them, why you cry? And he explained to them, I see the Nevuah, what Hashem promised, take place. Tzion Sadeh Techaresh, God plowed Yerushalayim, Bes Mikdash. I'm sure the other Nevuah also will take place. All the shvus, kinim, uskenot, b'chobot Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will come, refill with all people, children, all the generation will come back to Yerushalayim. But what's interesting is this Gemara, and interesting in many Gemarot, and for sure, in Psukim, in Torah, and Tanakh, we need also to read between the line, between the letters. Not only what the letters or the Pasuk teach us. This is the reason why two letters in Sefer Torah cannot connect to each other. If it's connected, the Sefer Torah is possible. Because between the letters and between the psukim, also we have something to learn. And what we learn from this Gemara, something new, very interesting, all the way when they travel to Yerushalayim, and they go to one mountain, to other mountain, and they arrive to the third mountain, Har HaMoriah, they don't say one word. They don't speak. Because if they will say something, Chazal will teach us. And the reason why they not say anything, because in some situation, everyone understands, this is not no time to talk. If somebody stay in Levaya, Rahmana Litzlan, if somebody stay in a concentration camp, people walk in, understand, in this situation is no time to talk, to look, to watch, and if somebody speak, to listen. On the way, they don't say one word to each other. Why? Because the tragedy is so deep, it's so difficult, it's so complicated. It's not time to say. But when they arrive to Har Moriah, they see the fox come out from Kodesh HaKadoshim. They cannot hold himself and they start to cry. It means they make some noise. And Rabbi Akiva start to laugh. They say, what's going here? Why you laugh? And Rabbi Akiva explained, listen, unbelievable. He explained to all his chaverim, you know why we stay silent all the way? Yes, the tragedy is so deep, so big. We're in shock. We cannot see one word. Yeah, he's right. But something else. The reason to stay quiet is not only to feel the tragedy is a difficult time, also to look ahead and to see what's going to happen later. Rabbi Akiva said, for sure, I have also tears. For sure, I have also pain when I see the fox come out from Kodesh HaKodoshim. But the idea of silence is to see what's going later. And what I see later, Yerushalayim will rebuild and will come full with millions and millions of Jewish people. They say to him, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. It means Rabbi Akiva, show us how we silent, we can see ahead, above what we speak, what we read, and to get big picture. Who teaches Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says, Masechet Sanhedrin, in Daf Samechet, his great Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. The Gemara tells us a group of rabbis come to visit him before he passed away. Many times they don't see him because he was benidu, he stay separate. The Gemara in Baba Metzia explained to us exactly what happened, why Chazal need to separate him from all his talmidim, all his chaverim. What relevant for us now when he walk in, when this group of rabbis walk to his house, he ask him, what bring you here? Because he don't see them for a long time. We come to learn by you. And he say, why you don't come until now? They cannot say to him, you benidu, you're not allowed. They say, we was busy. Busy? He answered to them, oh, every one of you will die, not in normal way. And Rabbi Akiva asked what about himself? What's going to happen to him? He say, you don't ask. They go to cut your body to pieces and they go to sell this in the butcher's store in Rome. In this moment, Rabbi Akiva start to cry. And he say, Rabbi, teach me Torah. And he teach him Shir HaShirim, all the secret of Shir HaShirim, and he swear him, don't say anything to anyone. I don't understand. First, one time, and only one time, in all Chazal, Rabbi Akiva have tears and crying. He cried. What does it mean? He said to his Rabbi, teach me Torah. His Rabbi go to pass away soon. Say we Israel, Nishma Israel. Vidui, Nishmat Kol Chai. Why? You ask him, Rabbi, we can learn. Rabbi Akiva, don't worry to die in tragedy way. All his life, he say, wait to this moment. If this will happen, you know, Mikad Hashem Shamayim in pure way. But Rabbi Akiva say, Rabbi, generations after, people will start to ask. The great Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, Pilar Torah Shebeal Peh, is this what happened to him in the end? How we explain this? How we explain all the Inquisition? How we explain all the Holocaust? How we explain all the many tragedies? What Am Yisrael have through the history? What I will tell to people? What I can deliver from generation to generation? And Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus said to him, I will teach you. And he showed him all the inside of Shir HaShirim, all the picture, and he said to him, swear you don't say one word. In other hand, he said to him, teach generations after. Sometimes, to start to give answer by silence. So the shtika, this is Rabbi Akiva. This is what he really wants to teach all his students. Interesting. This exactly also happened to Eliyahu. When Eliyahu hit and he traveled 40 days from his house to Har Sinai. And when he arrived, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, Malecha po Eliyahu, what bring you here? And he said, what bring me here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, your nation. Azvu britecha. Mizbechotecha arasu. Et nevi'echa argu b'charev. They kill all the nevi'im. They destroy all the mizbechot. They out from the right way. Va'evater ani levadi. Only I stay. Nobody else. Vayevater ani levadi. Kodesh Baruch Hu say to him, say again, only you, and you talk in this way to Am Yisrael. And Kodesh Baruch Hu ask him, go outside. And Vehashem avar lo beruach Hashem, lo beesh Hashem. God arrived not with fire, not with wind, not with noise. Bekol dmama daka. What is mean called dmama? Kol is mean to make noise. Dmama is silent. Now these two words come together. Rashi explained, kol abba mitoch dmama. Kol abba. Sometimes we can listen from the silent. And you will see the history. And you will come to every breeze. Our Am Yisrael Moser Nefesh. And you will understand. You not understand what is mean Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him. Exactly same as Moshe Rabbeinu. He begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Ebrana Veret Haaretz. Give me to cross Yordan River only to watch. To see. Yoshua will come the next leader. What Hashem answer to him? Rav lach. Al tosel daber el erba davar hazeh. Finish. In other way, stock. Quiet. What does it mean? He said to him, you want to understand why you cannot cross the Jordan River? Silent. You see the big picture, you understand, you get answer. Aaron HaKohen have this kind of knowledge naturally in his life. And when the tragedy happened to him, two his children die terrible way in day of celebration, Chanukah Samishkan. For sure he have pain. For sure he have tears and he crying. But, how does Shulchan Aruch say, בהלכות ברכות, סימן ריש כף בית, חייב אדם לברך על הרעה, בדעת שלמה ובנפש חפצה. חייב אדם לברך על הרע בדעת שלמה, נפש חפצה, כדרך שמברך בשמחה לטובה. Exactly how somebody give bracha to Hashem, and he bless Hashem from good thing. Same feeling Aaron have also when this happened to him. Because Aaron understand through his knowledge to stay quiet. He sees a big picture, he see what this tragedy go to build and develop and make to all Klal Israel on the future. This is what he have. This kind of perspective Aaron HaKohen have. And this kind of perspective Klal Israel have. All the history. And Am Israel know what's going to happen. And Am Israel if he's in the Holocaust. Also in war, when soldiers going and they're not sure if they can see the family again. But everyone understand is built in by Am Yisrael. By everyone, what we see is part of the picture. Is only part, is a lot above. The picture what we see is not only world. Not only letters, we see crowns. And this gives the motivation and the trust and the ambition to do the right thing. This Aaron HaKohen, this go from generation to generation. Our Chazal come and say to us, in Yalkut Shimoni, chapter Kaf, Ya'ancha Hashem beyom tzara, יסגב חשם אלוקי יעקב, הקדוש ברוך הוא will listen when it's difficult and he will raise Am Yisrael. Chazal bring example about father and son when travel together and the father promised to his son, I go to bring you to a beautiful state. Unbelievable state. And the travel and travel and after days and weeks the son say, Abba, I don't see the state. How long it will take? How I know when we arrive to the state? He say to him, when you see cemetery, you know immediately after you see the state. Ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara. Yisagefcha. From the tzara, Yisagefcha Hashem Elokei Yaakov. As when we connect יום הזיכרון אין יום העצמאות. Because it's one piece. And this one piece is only part of the big picture. What we're going to see is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us. To have this right perspective. And this is what David HaMelech teaches in Tehillim. How we can look of this to 48 hours and not to ask 1 minute is really contradict. First 24 hours of sadness of millions of Jewish people visit cemeteries, soldiers, or last week, day to remember all the 6 million Jewish people who died, and immediately after, people start to dance. How is work? David HaMelech teach us in Tehillim, chapter under 7, מי חכם וישמור אלה? Who is a smart person who knows to save the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him? והתבוננו חסדי השם, to have life of perspective of התבוננוס. And התבוננוס is mean to combine details and big picture. For sure, when somebody sees only details, he asks many questions and he's right. He's right. And if somebody has only the big picture, he's not sensitive enough for the details. When we know to connect this together, we can understand what we see is part of picture. We can understand how on one hand we celebrate and same time we have the pain of all the Jewish people who give their life for the Israel state, for the decision that we get our homeland back and all the time. And to expand this a little bit more, every time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us gift, if I can ask you what we need to do, I'm sure every one of you will answer to me. What does it mean? To say thank you. Again and again, you're right, but we need to do something else. What we need to do something else? We say thank you, and again, with full heart and great feeling and excitement. What else? You know what else? To say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the knowledge to save the gift what you give us. Because exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu give, he also can take. How is the Gemara saying? Brachot Daf Daled. We need to connect Geula Letfila after Goal Israel to start to Daven 18. This worked very well in the morning. The Gemara asked, but in Ma'ariv, night time, when we Daven Ma'ariv, what happened? After Goal Israel, we say Ashkiveinu. Is we have some chapter what divide between Goal Israel to 18. The Gemara said, no. There's no question. Ashkiveinu is extension of Goal Israel. What do you mean is extension? Is separate chapter. Ashkiveinu and etc. The answer is how Ashkiveinu end? Baruch Ata Hashem Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad. And Goal Israel, the redemption, the Geula need to take place with Shmira. With Shmira. When we know to ask, not only to say thank you, about anything what God give us. Please give me the knowledge to smart enough to save the gift what you give me, what you give us. This is how to combine this together. Is in one end, we celebrate. We say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again and again what he give us. And at the same time, we also ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the knowledge to know to save this. And to open this a little bit more, we have a famous pasuk in the Navi, Manavu ale'arim raglei mevaser, how so beautifully the mountains, legs of the Mashiach, raglei mevaser, mashmiya shalom, מבשר טוב, he come with good news. שמיע שלום, מבשר טוב, ואומר לציון מלאך אלוהיך. He come with the break news. Redemption take place. But many years I don't understand exactly the pasuk. You know why? How the pasuk start? מנבו על הערים רגלי מבשר. The pasuk need to say, מנבו, so beauty, the legs of the redemption, of the מבשר, of the משיח. What does mean מנבו is beauty? מנבו על הערים, the mountains is beauty. What is beauty and great and excited, the מבשר, the redemption, the גואל, come and tell us. You know what is mean? ערים. ערים is mean something big. When we see what Israel state develop and create in the last 73 years is mountains in many aspects. Mountains of Torah. You know who is a big billionaire, number one in the world, what support Torah in the way what no one support before? Israel state. They support, they give opportunity of Torah to all, everyone would want, in any place. Unbelievable. Big mountain of Torah, big mountain of high-tech, big mountain of economy. And only manavu al harim, we don't need to see clearly we in the process of redemption. So somebody, we see this about what our eyes look around. We see how big what happened in Israel state. This himself, the legs of the Mevasser. This himself, the legs, watch out to us. I'm in the way, not far. Wait for me. Prepare yourself for me. Appreciate about what I do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows this to us. And last year for sure, unbelievable. His mamash people walk in the street every day. It's take you a minute or three to ask people. It can't tell you exactly the same. Are people impressed? Compared to last year, how now the situation? How Pesach was? All over. You walk in the street. You see the excitement. People feel in the air. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch us. Feel in the air, he with us. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to us, this is what I want. Say to me, thank you, and ask to get the knowledge, not to lose the gift. And I will give you the knowledge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise. You know, it's very interesting every time when we say Sfirat HaOmer, if we have one more minute in the shul, you say, Lamnatzeach ben ginot mizmor shir, all this chapter in Tehillim, and also Ana Bekoach. And you look in any Sidur, you see something very interesting. Every night, we take one word from Lamnatzeach, one word from Ana Bekoach, and this is the two words what belong to this day. Obviously, a lot is inside of Torah, what we not have hand and legs to understand, but what we have, I feel great to share this with you. Every year, day of Yom HaTzmaut, ABR, take place in 20 of Sfirat HaOmer. Look at the Siddur in 20 of Sfirat HaOmer, you see what is the two words what take place in this day. Ismechu, this come from Lamnatzeach ben Ginot Mizmor Shir, we take the word Ismechu, and from Ana Bekoach, Shamrem, is day of celebration, and also to beg and to ask, help us to save the gift. But no one can take this from us. Or take part of this from us, Am Israel. This is what Chazal come and teach us. This is what Chazal want for us to understand. And when we understand this, and we can understand this, only when we know to have perspective of Itbonenut. And you know how so nice is Itbonenut? In the week, Every day, we deal, every one of us, with a lot of details. A lot of details. How we say, Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem. Every day in the week in the pray. In Shabbat, we see the big picture. Ma gadlu ma'asecha Hashem. When we see the big picture, Ma gadlu ma'asecha Hashem, we want to see how it's big what we have. We need also to stay silent a little bit. And now Chazal come and teach us in Shulchan Aruch. ממצוחף צחה ודבר דבר שלא יהיה דיבורך בשבת כדיבורך בחול. It means the way how we speak in the week, not we're not allowed to speak in Shabbat about our business, about many details. Why not? Because in the week we deal with details. We can talk about everything what we do. Shabbat we take a few steps back and we see the big picture. And when we see the big picture and we really want to understand, we really want to feel we're clever, we need also from time to time to stay silent. Siyag lachokma shtika. If you know where to run, to stay quiet in the right place, in the right time, this makes us clever. In any circle in life. This is the reason why every gift, and correct me if I have a mistake, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us, He give us in Shabbat or the name of the day Shabbat. Yetziat Mitzrayim take place Thursday. But the name of the day in Torah is Shabbat. We say this every night. וספרתם לכם ממחורת השבת. פסח היא שבת. קבלת התורה, it's not sure exactly what day in the calendar, if it's A, if it's V, Z, but definitely in שבת. יהושע בן נון takes the first seat in ארץ ישראל. יריחו. Take place in שבת. חזל teach us יהושע say to עם ישראל, מה שבת, קודש להשם, dedicate to השם, קדושה come from השם, we also go to dedicate everything what we go to see and find in יריחו, ג'ריחו, to bring to השם, הקדש. May 1948, when the בריטים, the British nation decide the time to go back to England and to give us independent state. The person who decide exactly what the day they will leave Israel state, he decide May 1548. Why May 1548? I really don't know. Maybe get a salary twice a month. Beginning in the middle of the month, and until he come back, he gets this again. I don't know why. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu all this end in this day. Because May 1594 is what? Midnight Friday night. Midnight Friday night. And it's this midnight Friday night we read in the Torah. Va'omar lachem! אתם תרשו את אדמתם. You will get this state. ואני אתן עליכם לרשת אותה. ארץ זבת חלב ודבש. And I will help you to get this honey and milk special state. And moreover, when you look, and very easy to find this today, the posuk in the Torah from beginning of Bereshit until posuk 5,708 is mean. Hey, Arafim, Tav Shin Chet. You know what posuk in the Torah is? Ve'viyacha Hashem Elokecha el haaretz asher yarshu avotecha. I go to bring you back in the state what your grandparents have. V'yir ishta, v'yir tivcha, v'yir becha me'avotecha. You will get the state, you will feel great in Israel state, and you will grow in Israel state more from your grandparents when I brought them back after Galut Babel. And the Yerushalmi tell us, lo ke'avotecha. When I bring you grandparents after 70 years of Galut Babel, it was only for a few hundred years. And back, Galut. When you will come back, one-way ticket. You will stay for good. No one will kick you out. When we get the permission from the nation, is we see the miracle how we grow and we grow, and not any other state all over the world in so short time grow tremendously. They know this is a state of God and we, the children of God. They know. And the more we show this, we will come more strong. And so interesting. Shlomo HaMelech start to build Beis HaMikdash. What months? Months what we start tonight. Months of Iyar. But this is new name, what we bring with us when we return from Galut Babel. The original name is the second month, because until Beit HaMikdash destroyed the first one, we're not allowed to give any names, only numbers, to remember the months that we leave Egypt. Exactly how we say Rishon B'Shabbes, Shene B'Shabbes, etc. But Shlomo HaMelech broke the rule and give name to this month, Ziv. Ziv is light, come from the nature. Every one of us knows this, because every day in our life we say this. Every day. In Uval Etzion, we have translation. Malia kol ha'aretz ziv ikarei is mean meloch kol ha'aretz kvodo. We translate this to Aramaic is meloch kol ha'aretz kvodo. God take place all over. The translation in Aramaic is Malia kol ha'aretz ziv ikarei. Ziv is light that comes from the nature. Shlomo HaMelech says Beit HaMikdash is the place where people will travel and can see this with the physical eyes and take this kind of feeling and impact to the daily life until the next regel. And everyone can grow in his field, in his area, in his place. But why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu make with us miracles and shows this to us after Beit HaMikdash destroyed? When? A-B-E-R? Unbelievable miracle, light come from the nature, and kafchet b'yar. And what we need is to appreciate, to say thank you about this, and to ask to get the knowledge to save this, to take this with us, and to grow with this. Is when we take this in this way, is no question. We will zoche. To continue to see Yad Hashem more clear and to appreciate the light what he showed to us all the time, and this light will grow to the light of Or Chadash al Tzion Tair Venizke Kulanu Bimera Leoro, and we will see soon the full redemption, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring every one of us, and now every Jew all over the world understand how בירושלים ירחה ברחמים תשוב, אר ותחזן עינינו בשובך לציון, how our homeland is the source of every one of us. And בסייעתא דשמיא, we will continue to grow and to celebrate until the full celebration of the redemption במהרה בימינו, מתוך בריאות, מתוך ברכה and שמחה.